Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were taught that we must be careful not to be as those in this passage and allow our fear of man to be greater than our fear of God. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
See, God's words were literal to Israel about judgment. Read chapter 46, you'll find they were literal as to the judgment carried out, as it was stated in chapter 42. See, God's word is literal. It's literal about a lake of fire in which one never ceases to exist, and they're tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, drop down to chapter 43 and verse 1. It says, and it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent unto him, even all these words. Now, that verse will end with a comma. But it tells us that Jeremiah had ended his words. He said everything that God wanted him to say. He gave him all the words of the Lord in this particular matter. He gave it all to him, and that was it. And you say, well, then why is there a comma at the end of that sentence? I think it's to show the contrasting heart of these people. Now, they're supposedly God's children. But they have allowed the fear of Babylon, the fear of Nebuchadnezzar, to be greater than the fear and the promises of God to them. It's just like Christians know that they should live and how they should live. They should be godly and holy and put off this former lust. They know that. They know what they should be doing, but they are not doing. But why do they continue? Because they fear ridicule man. They fear man more than they fear God. And don't forget, 2 Corinthians 5:9-11 says this, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, that is of Christ. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust are also made manifest in your consciences. Now, my friend, let me ask you something. If the word of God has revealed there is something wrong in your heart, don't just have the right words about it. Let's have the right heart and the right action about it. Let your works match your words. That is, according to all the Lord will say unto us, we'll do it. In your personal relationship to God, say what you mean and mean what you say. Now, there's some of you out there that probably has done the same thing that I did for years when I was younger. I tried. That is, I tried Jesus. I tried doing what is right. But then, before too long, frustration, temptation sets in. You know what I'd do? I'd end up right back at the place I promised myself I'd never be again. You know what I had to finally realize? I can't do it. Boy, that was the best thing for me to understand. I had to realize, as Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But if you remove through Christ, No, you'll end up getting discouraged. And God will allow the trials to come in so that you'll have to depend upon Him if you're going to be victorious. See, instead of me trying to figure out what is right and setting out to do it, I had to decide to make a commitment of my life to Christ and trust Him. Instead of asking God to bless what I'm thinking I ought to do, I asked Him to show me what He wants me to do and then do it. The commitment is this. Now, no matter what, I'm with Christ. And I'm never going back by His grace. He's now been given my life to do whatever He wants. He has my life. I'll cooperate with whatever He wants, although I may not always like it. And it may not seem at the time comfortable. But it's now up to Christ to do what is necessary to make my life what He wants it to be. I know that everything God would have me to do, as uncomfortable, as hard as it may seem, that the commandment will not be grievous. And in the long term, all things work together for good to those that love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose. Now, my friend, I admit there are things that have been very tough at times, but I wouldn't trade the peace of God that I have now for the peace I did not have then. Momentary pleasure, what I have often found, brings long periods of regret. Sometimes enjoyed my ways, but not the consequence. So, my friend, now I want to be bothered with God because I don't want to make the mistakes over and over again. I like God being there to help me along the way. And my Christian friend, that has to be your decision. Now, you may be listening to our broadcast today, and you're not sure you're saved. You're not sure that if you die today, that heaven's your home. Well, my friend, I want you to know God does love you, and He wants to save you. He really does. He wants you to actually have everlasting life. But He can't give that to you if you don't turn to Him. He's not going to force it. What you must understand is that, like me, you're a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. And I think Romans 3:23 says it best, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, the glory of God is the goal God has for me. And God's glory is Jesus Christ, the one who lived the perfect life, the one who is God in the flesh. Well, I'll never measure up to that. So I'm a sinner. And I know that the wages of my sin is death, Romans 6:23. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. However, we're told that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was dying on the cross, shedding His blood, He was paying the penalty for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He died there, He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. He did that for you, He did that for me, and that also gave Him victory over both hell and death. And that's why Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says, and only He has the keys to hell and of death. Now, through prayer and faith in our heart and repentance, we can receive Christ as our Savior. Now, the repentance is this. In Acts 17:30, it says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Now, what does He mean by that? He means you've got to be willing and turn to Christ and say, I'm serious. I want You to take away all my sin. Cleanse me. Oh, I'll do my part. I'll do what I can do. But, Lord, cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse me completely. Now, I'm coming to You to take my sin away because I can't get rid of it. But I am willing for You to take it away. I'm willing for You to be my God. I'm willing for You to become my Father God. And I'm trusting You with my life, You and You alone with my eternity. And You're willing to do that. He says, Him that cometh to Me, I will no wise cast out. We read in Romans 10:9 that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, God wants to save you. He wants to give you everlasting life. And he'll do that if you'll call upon him today. In a moment, I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you're honest, you mean it, and you want Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you want forgiveness of your sins and the cleansing of them, then turn to Jesus Christ right now. How about praying a prayer like this? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin and rose from the dead. I believe 3 days later he rose up literally, physically from the dead. I right now, at this moment, invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Please cleanse me of sin and save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant that in your heart, would you write us and tell us and let us know about it? You see, this is the greatest decision that you make in life, is to receive Christ. And I've got a book that I have written called Building Blocks. It's not a large book. It's got 10 chapters with only 2 to 3 pages on 8.5 by 11 paper to a chapter. It's got questions at the end of each chapter. I think it's 7 questions at the end of each chapter that you go back and answer yourself. You don't send the questionnaires into me. But what this is for you to do is to learn how to know more about the Lord. It teaches you how to study the Bible to get more from it, how to pray, how to witness to others, and teaches you about doctrine, teaches you about who God is. It teaches you about things that you're supposed to do as a Christian. Matter of fact, we even have a chapter in there on future things, on the rapture and things of that nature. And my friend, I want you to have this booklet absolutely free. Just write us and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast today. And I will send you the Building Blocks book. Now, if you email me that, then you'll have to email me your mailing address so I can mail that to you. Now, if on the other hand, you are saved already, but you would like to have the Building Blocks book in order to disciple a new believer somewhere, some other Christians, then if that's the way that you will use it, then we will definitely send it to you free. Just write us and ask us for it. Now, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. or with no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.